Kaleidoscope Kids.
Welcome to episode 12 of
Kaleidoscope Kids.
Today we will be talking about the experiences of primary school language camp.
Before we begin, we'd like to give an acknowledgement of country.
At IGS, we acknowledge the First Nations peoples of Australia.
Como estos calientes, fuertes, resilientes y ingeniosos.
Qui transmettent le culture, le histoire et le chanson depuis de générations.
一直和国家相连, 养育着和土地, 水和天空.
私たちはガディガルに契約します。
Auf dessen Land sich IGS befindet und wo wir uns bemühen, die Perspektiven zu würdigen.
Delle culture più antiche, ancor oggi esistenti nel mondo.
Baranyin, Yagu, Barabu, Aboriginal, Vamalgu.
This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
This next segment is Linguistic Wonders. We hear from students talk about their experiences at language camp.
こんにちは、私の名前はイジです。こんにちは、私の名前はペニです。
Currently right now in language camp 2024 at IGS, we are celebrating winter. Winter in Japanese is fuyu.
We've been making bags that have the fuyu kanji.
There is lots of celebration in Japan at winter time. This is Kagomatsu, and this is Oshogatsu, the big festival we have in Japan in winter time.
We've also been making spinning tops called Komamawashi.
Wow, sounds so fun!
Ciao!
Noi siamo italiano.
We are Italian students.
The theme is Vacanza la Turistica.
Holidays and tourists.
Noi siamo nel Montagne Blu.
We are in the Blue Mountains.
Ciao!
Ciao!
Hallo, mein Name ist Charlotte.
Und mein Name ist Johanna.
Und wir sind in die 6. Klasse Deutsch.
Unser Thema ist Märchen.
Our topic is fairy tales.
We've been making hats,
doing drama,
line dancing,
and making cookies.
Hi, I'm Clara and I'm learning Chinese. This year in language camp, we're learning about the Dragon Boat Festival. We've been making paper things like dragons and cutting out symmetrical shapes. We've also been learning about the culture and what they eat.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Wilbur.
Et je m'appelle Bianca.
We're at language camp and we're doing French.
We're doing a treasure hunt right now, and we found almost every single letter.
Il y a beaucoup de petits enveloppes qui est sur les arbres, et dans les chaises et sur les tables aussi.
J'aime le français parce que on peut faire plein de choses avec tes amis. Et on peut parler en français tout le temps.
I love coming to language camp each year, like since year four, because like we've had a chance like to interact with all the other kids who do French, and we can speak French like how we wouldn't normally do in the household, and that's just something I love about language camp.
Yeah, and also it's like a second, like living at your home, just speaking French, like what you said, Bianca, but then it's just speaking French all the time, and there's French food, there's just basically like being in Australia, but like being in a French school. sleeping in a French school. It's so good.
Yeah, we love it.
Really fun.
The good thing about language camp is that it's really peaceful outside and there's a lot of kookaburras.
Hi, I'm Evelyn.
Hi, I'm Matilda.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Grace. And we're at language camp.
French camp.
Today we'll be talking about how good our French camp was.
It was amazing.
Yeah, today we did African beats, which was a drumming lesson, sort of, but with the entire 4 to 6
language. And it was so cool. Everyone got to play drums and sing along, and it was so fun seeing everyone work together.
Djembe. Djembe simply means symbol of joy. Yeah? Now listen very carefully. Watch my hands. They are basic sound. Watch. Center. It's called bass.
Bass.
In my language, it has a different name. You know why? Because we speak different language. Okay? My language is called Ghan. We are saying Ghan.
Ghan.
So in Ghan language, the bass we say Shimo. Second sound, the thumb is not part of it. Where your fingers connect to your palm. Gentle. This sound is called open tone.
Open tone.
In my village, we call it po. Say po.
Po.
Okay. Third sound, the same spot, but you move a centimeter. Look, turn your hand 10 degrees. Yeah? It's called slap. Someone says slap.
Slap.
We call it ayawa.
Ayawa.
Bass.
Bass.
Shimo.
Shimo.
Open toe.
Open toe.
Po.
Po.
Slap.
Slap.
Ayawa.
Ayawa.
Give yourself a big clap.
Bonjour. Aujourd'hui, nous allons faire le spectacle Le Gâteau.
Si. Dans la cuisine, la nourrissons un trache du gâteau à Asma et à Azur. Elle commence un histoire.
De l'autre côté de la mer, dans le pays de la fée de Jean, il fait toujours soleil.
Asma a une plus grande tranche que moi.
C'est pas vrai. Il mange le gâteau. Jean et moi.
C'est pas vrai. Il a tout mangé. Si vous n'arrêtez pas, j'arrête de raconter la histoire de la fête de Jean.
Non.
Qu'est-ce qu'on dit?
Merci, nourrice. Chokoura. Merci, en arabe.
Chokoura, maman.
La nourrice continuait l'histoire de la fille de Dijin. Les deux garçons écoutaient attentivement. Chacun rêve de savoir la fille de Dijin.
Merci pour écouter.
Since we're in Catalina Retreat on the edge of Lake Macquarie, we've got the beautiful view of the lake.
Yes.
It's the first real space we've been able to run around in since forever, since the park is closed near our school.
Mm. We also love the teachers. The teachers have been so helpful with our work.
Seeing this adventurous side of them is a whole new experience.
Especially to some of those younger kids who just started camp and feel a little bit homesick.
Yeah, like I met a girl today and the teachers helped her out so much. It was really nice.
This language camp is from years 4 to 6. We're all in year 6 and this is our last language camp. But there are some year 4 kids who are still learning their way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Kaleidoscope Kids. Our next episode will be on Friday the 3rd of May, 2024.
We hope you have a happy holiday and would love to see you next time on Kaleidoscope Kids.